This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. The public library where I grew up had an old clawfoot bathtub right in the middle of the children's section. It was lined with carpet, and when I was little, I loved to grab a good book, Streganona, or one of my other favorites, The True Story of the Three Little Pigs, and I would sit in that carpet-lined tub and just read. The library was a special place, and it still is. Here in the Northwest, libraries are starting to open their doors again. The King County Library System is now providing indoor visits at limited capacity. And so I had to go see how that would work with a visit to the library in Kent. The library's operations manager, Nathan Baker, is among those greeting visitors today and explaining the rules.
While you're inside, you just want to keep your mask on at all times, no eating or drinking, and maintain social distancing. Is there anything I can help you with before you come inside?
This library is open at 25% capacity for alternating hours. 1 hour for people to use the library, 1 hour closed while the staff cleans. Back open for more people, closed again to clean, on, off, throughout the day. But it's open right now, and Anna Rudin is in the children's section with her four kids.
It's like Christmas for us, honestly. Like, we've been waiting so long for this.
Her 6.5-year-old daughter, Jules, is holding a picture book. Go, go, gorillas.
I like when I get to pick out my own books.
And her mom, Anna, says the change in scenery is nice, too.
It feels a little bit normal again, and we haven't had a lot of normal in the last year. So that's good for us.
The library looks a little different than it might have a year ago. The tables with computers are spaced farther apart. There are plexiglass shields up around the checkout counters and information desks. But the staff is here, masked up and ready to go. One of them, Corey Lichtenberg, says the library has been running curbside and online service throughout the last year, but this is a big improvement.
We can offer a lot of service to people, even though it's at a social distance and the time is minimized.
Were you nervous at all about being back open?
You bet I was. You bet. I don't fall into a category where I can easily get vaccinated. I hope that changes soon with what Governor Inslee has suggested for teachers. You bet I was scared, but with the support of the library system, I felt comfortable. I knew they had us. I knew they had us.
It's the first time in a year I've seen a mom and a bunch of kids in the library.
That's Lisa Rosenblum, executive director of the entire King County Library System, which has 50 branches and some 740,000 library card holders.
We had a little girl come in. She hadn't been back to the library in a year, and she was wearing a party dress, like she was going to a party. She wanted to dress up to come to the library.
So there's been a lot of joy as the libraries have reopened. But Rosenblum also says the library has been better able to help people deal with some serious things. In the early days of the pandemic, the King County Library System did a lot of work by phone and email to make sure that factual, science-based information was available about the coronavirus.
Now what we're seeing is people calling us and coming in and saying, I need to get this vaccine. Can I get a computer and sit on it for a while, and can you help me? And we're just starting to do that now in person, but we've been doing that for a while now via phone and email.
Some of the reason for that is because the vaccine rollout can be confusing. Who do you call? Where do you sign up? When are you eligible? The questions a lot of us have. But it also has to do with who has access to technology and the internet.
We do know, particularly in South County, there are equity issues with getting into with broadband and getting computer access. People need access to job searches and materials. Sometimes people just want to come in, do a job search. So we really have a great relationship trying to provide access to how people want to use their libraries, not prescribing what they should, but what they tell us they need.
Whether that's computer access, some new books for their kids, tax forms, or just a change of scenery and some conversation. Ed Ronco, KNKX News.